I glanced over Bo's shoulders and lowered my voice. Soldier, let's get that treasure, but don't forget it was my idea. With that, we launched ourselves into the evening breeze and went streaking out to claim our rightful share of the potted chicken. All at once, Drover's loony conversation became a distant memory, and once again I found myself unmersed in meaningful work, solving the case of the fabled potted chicken. Immersed, let us say. With the damp wind blowing in my face, I felt whole again, sane, restored, invigorated. Suddenly I remembered why I had gone into security work and why I would never allow myself to be drawn into another conversation with my lunatic assistant. Anyway, I was in my element now, back on the job, charging out into the growing darkness to do brave and noble things, and to seize the fabled treasure of the potted chicken. You've heard of it, I'm sure. The fabled treasure of the potted chicken. Legends of the ancient malarkeys and babushkas had told of a fabulous treasure, don't you see, which could be found at the west end of a rainbow. Why the west end? Nobody knew the answer to that, but for centuries, dogs in America and England and Harmonica and other distant lands had searched in vain for the elusive treasure, a fat boiled chicken in a pot of purest gold. Over the years, thousands of dogs had lost their lives searching for the treasure, and now, by sheer chance and luck, it had come within the grip of our grasp. On and on we charged. We could see it up ahead, a big, beautiful rainbow, and the west end of it had come to rest right in the middle of our horse pasture. There it is, Drover, straight ahead. Now all we have to do is claim it and eat the chicken.
What about the pot?
If we're still hungry after chicken, maybe we'll eat the pot.
I'm getting tired and my leg's killing me.
Courage, Drover. Just a little farther. You can do it. Gut it out and make it hurt.
It does.
Great. Pain is our fuel, son. It's our secret elixitive that drives us in this crazy business. We live on pain. We thrive on pain. We had reached the middle of the horse pasture, the very spot where the treasure was supposed to be. And there we found sagebrush. I cut my eyes from side to side. Drover, something very strange is going on here.
Yeah, there's two coyotes standing right over there, and they look hungry.
Huh? You'll never guess. I'm sorry, but we'll have to skip this next part. Too scary.